from the Mexico Middle School. We have the principal, Kyle Lauder. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having us.
We're certainly glad to have you in here. Also from C2C, the site coordinator for the Mexico Middle School, Regina Johnson, live and in person. Good morning to you, ma'am.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you both in here this morning. You know, we wanted to kind of talk a little bit about some of the programs that have been started over at the Mexico Middle School. I know C2C has been pretty instrumental in getting some of those started. We'll start off with you, Kyle. Tell us a little bit about some of those programs.
So this year we started four after-school clubs, you know, with the whole goal of getting some kids included. And, you know, you have your athletes and they do things, but those kids that aren't involved in athletics and stuff like that, where do they fit into the picture? So it's something we've wanted for a long time, but, you know, it takes money and it takes time from people. And so last year when we kind of started talking about C2C stuff and what role they could play in the middle school, we thought, what a perfect opportunity. And so we started four. We started with art club first semester. And first couple times, I think we had about 40 kids show up each time. And, you know, it was one of those things that was super cool to see, but it was almost too many kids at the time. So we've had to restructure that one a little bit and have kind of kids off and on a little bit for different things. And then because of funding and getting supplies and stuff like that, second semester we started three more clubs. We started strength clubs. So we've got five weight racks and different weights, weightlifting things in the old gym at the middle school. Got about 15 to 20 kids involved in that. Then we have a Lego club, which Regina kind of got started through a program outside. And so they have Lego kits, and we've got about 8 to 10 kids that are doing that and building Legos and making pretty. So I got to sit in there the other day and see them build some pretty cool things. And then the last one we started was we're calling it Drama Dogs, and it's actually we're working with Presser on that. And so with the end goal of having a production on the Presser stage and do those type of things. And there's about 20 to 25 kids involved in that. So it's been super cool. There's about 75 kids that we've got involved in those clubs after school each day.
Very nice. Regina, I heard that you were instrumental in the Lego club. Tell us a little bit about getting that launched, if you will.
Well, we just reached out to Lego out of Kansas City, and we work with their corporation in getting it set up. And then they sent us all the kits through, and Kyle arranged for one of the teachers to help with the after school program of it. And it's just been rolling out.
Tell us about some of the projects of those Legos. Kyle, you said you were in there. You saw some of those cool things. What are they building in the Lego club?
I had one kid that built a drill, because there's actually batteries, and so he had created he was calling it a drill, but it did spin. Had somebody else that was in the middle of building a car. The one that I thought was super cool was there was two guys working on a they had built something, I don't know what it was, but they could set a block in front of it, and they had programmed, it was connected to an iPad, and they had done some programming on the iPad to where when they set certain color blocks in front of them, the machine would change the symbol based on the block. And so, you know, it was one of those things that we say that kids can teach teachers things too. And so they were explaining what was happening, and I was just nodding my head, and I have really no clue what they were talking about. And so it was cool to see. So those were the main ones I saw that day. But I think the booklet in the program has about 15 or 20 different things that the kids can build.
Very cool. Have you talked to some of the kids that have been in some of these after-school groups, Regina, and kind of talked to them about, you know, the participation in it and how they're liking it?
Yeah, the students there seem to be really enjoying the after-school programs. The art club is amazing. Allie does a wonderful job of teaching all different types of art, 3D, crochet, and I sat in on a couple of them, and you would be amazed, even the young men, you know, taking ownership of doing the crocheting and helping the other students take initiative in doing it. So it's been pretty cool. All the kids that I've talked to, they are really enjoying all the clubs or whatever, and there's a lot of them looking forward to the Drama Dogs presentation at the end of the school year.
We'll definitely have to have some of those kids back in here to the radio station and talk about that production whenever it gets set to go. Kyle, tell us some of the benefits of having these after-school programs for kids, if you will.
You know, like when I, about this time last year when things started rolling with some movement in the opportunity for me to get the principal job, the first thing I was actually in a meeting at church, and we were talking about what's a healthy church, and somebody said in that meeting, it's what does the parking lot look like when you don't have to be there? And so I started thinking about it in a school way and thinking, okay, what does a healthy school look like? And I think one of those things is when kids are in school for in the school building after hours doing things they enjoy. And so the benefits is like, you know, we're tracking kind of attendance with it to see what benefits we're seeing out of it. But just the purpose and the goals of and your interest in being included in what we're doing in the school. I mean, I grew up as an athlete, and so that was kind of my thing. And not everybody's into that. And so trying to create opportunities for kids to stay after school. And it's been kind of cool because, you know, like I was thinking this week, we have two of the clubs on Wednesdays and two of the clubs on Thursdays. And track and field start today. And so Wednesday and Thursday, there's a good chance we'll have 100 to 125 kids in the building after hours. And it's just a different sound. Like, there's school sound that goes from 8 to 3, and then there's a different sound of laughing and kids roaming around after 3. And so it's just been cool. And I'll be honest, the other benefit, just to give a shout-out to the people that are sponsoring it, Allie Pemberton, our art teacher, is doing art club. Travis Simmons and Suzanne Evans are doing strength club. Mm-hmm. Mel Hams, our middle school representative for drama dogs, but that's also pulled in Sarah Given, who used to teach at the high school and has since retired. And then Ethan Wiley and Cooper Mans from other buildings. And then Lego Club is Stacey Elson. And you don't only hear kids that are excited about it. The teachers are excited to be able to work with kids in a different light and be able to have conversations that are about not only the teacher's passions, but the kids' passions too.
Wow, that's super cool. I would like to suggest maybe a new club, a bacon eating club. Can we get that going maybe one of these days, Regina?
We'll talk about it.
All right.
So, yeah, we've got a couple of things in the works that we're hoping for next year to keep building. So,
all right. Well, we'll keep our eye on that spot. We certainly appreciate you guys coming in and taking some time out with us this morning.
Thanks, Matt, for the opportunity. And, you know, we're always looking for more clubs to add as we're going and community support. So you joke about adding a club, but if we can find the funds and find the people to help run it, we're open for about anything, just to, like I said, just to get as many kids included in something as we can possibly do.